In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Matthew tells us at the beginning of today's gospel reading, "Now when Jesus heard about the death of John, he withdrew from there in a boat to a desolate place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them and healed their sick." In the name of Christ our Lord and Savior. Amen. When was the last time you sat outside at night, found a somewhat distant place, as far away as you could get from lights, and looked up at the stars, and just sat there thinking? Or perhaps during the day, and looked up at the clouds, and again, just sat there meditating? When was the last time you escaped in a good book? Our world today, with its ever-present noise and its "you've got to answer this now" messages, hardly allows us such opportunities. Although, because of the shutdowns and the social distancing that COVID-19 has brought, we actually do have more of such opportunities. I encourage you to take advantage of them. And as you get away, as you sit, as you think and meditate, think upon this. Who is God? What is he like? And who are you? Get lost in the Bible as you do this. Consider God's wisdom. Don't just leave your thoughts up to your own wisdom. Escaping God's word, and he will teach you much. Regarding God himself, look at what he teaches us just today, in today's readings. Certainly we learn that God is powerful. Jesus, he takes 5 small loaves, 2 fish, offers them to God, blesses them, and they are miraculously multiplied so that there is more than enough for thousands of people to eat and to be satisfied. Meditate upon this. Consider it in the light of the Venite that we sang, the words of Psalm 95. The Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. The deep places of the earth are in his hand. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hand formed the dry land. Truly great is our God. When you stare at the stars, or maybe when you sit at the top of a high hill and look around and consider the lands that are spread out before you, you are looking upon God's handiwork. At least, if you believe what the scriptures tell us, that he is the creator of all things, you will know you are looking upon his handiwork. Forget that, ignore that, and you miss the greatness of God. And more importantly, you miss a far more important truth that God reveals about himself. that he, although great and mighty, bows down and becomes lowly, even a creature like us. And his fabulous creation he uses to serve us. As Jesus takes the 5 loaves and the 2 fish into his hands and multiplies them so that they feed thousands, he shows himself to be the great God who, as Psalm 95 says, holds the earth in his hands. Jesus controls it, uses it. And for us, he is the true God. And he's no grudging God. There are 12 baskets filled with the leftovers. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he, Jesus, is our God. So much is revealed about our God, especially when you see him in Jesus. He is like us, an emotional being. God has emotions. This should be no surprise, really, when you consider what the first chapter of the Bible tells us, that we have been made in his image and likeness. And are not we emotional beings? We have gotten this from our God. We see great emotion in Jesus at the beginning of today's gospel reading. We're told, "Now when Jesus heard about the death of John, he withdrew in a boat to a desolate place by himself." He was sad, discouraged, perhaps even a bit depressed. And so he needed to get away, needed time by himself. You see, it was not only the death of John the Baptist that was weighing upon him. It was also the fact that he had just come from his hometown of Nazareth. He had been teaching there. And his friends and neighbors, those whom he had known from childhood, those whom he knew perhaps better than anyone else, they had rejected him. Where did this man get this wisdom and these mighty works, they asked. Is this not the carpenter's son? Is not Mary his mother? And are not his brothers James and Joseph and Simon and Judas? Are not his sisters here with us? Where did this man get all of these things? He's too big for his britches, they said. And they took offense at him and rejected him. Discouraged, saddened, Jesus needed to get away. Think upon that. Think about it and realize this, that our sins, not just theirs in his day, ours, yours, mine, our rejection of Jesus in our hesitancy to confess his greatness before family, friends, neighbors, our unhappiness at times with the things he says and the lowly ways that he works, we wish he would be greater. These sins of ours disappoint our God. They bring sadness and discouragement. Certainly they spread it to others. How sad it is also that God has created a wonderful world, and that He directs it for our benefit and enjoyment. And we, so often, as Isaiah says, spend our money for that which is not bread, and our labor for that which does not satisfy, focusing our efforts and our time upon the things of this life more than upon the things that are about the life to come. How sad that we get so wrapped up in the attainment and then the spending of money that we allow so little time to meditate upon the word of our God, so that we might learn of Him and know His will for us and for our lives and the blessings that He has for us. We are truly lowly in our sins. We burden God with them. But again, look upon our Lord Jesus. See how He sets aside His own sadness, His own need to get away. And when He sees the crowds coming, He goes to serve them. He went ashore when He saw a great crowd, and He had compassion on them and healed their sick, Matthew tells us. Jesus had compassion on the lowly. So don't be afraid to be lowly. Isaiah says it is those who have no money whom God invites to buy without cost His blessings. It is those who've been wasting their money upon that which does not satisfy whom God invites to receive His bounty and be satisfied. Be a sinner. Confess the lowliness of your sinfulness, and your God in Jesus will have compassion. And then, delight yourself in the rich food of forgiveness that God lavishes upon you in His Son. Incline your ear to His word. Listen to Him and meditate upon it. Listen and believe, and your soul will live, says Isaiah. And you won't just live, just exist. Your God is a God who gives in abundance. Wine and milk, rich food, baskets full of leftovers, so that people may continue to enjoy them. And Isaiah says, God has made an everlasting covenant with you in His Son. His love for you, it is steadfast and sure. Nothing in this world can change that. Meditate upon this. And your life and your world will be transformed. God's word, it bursts forth with His joy. Psalm 95. Oh come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into His presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to Him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. And He is our God. We are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand. How wonderful it is to know that God holds you in His mighty hand, that He loves to be with you even when you are lonely. How wonderful it is to see the magnificence, the beauty, the amazing complexity of His creation, and to know that He made it for you, that he uses it to serve you. How wonderful it is to hear of Christ's miracles, his calming of a threatening storm upon the sea with just a word, his multiplying of fish and bread to feed thousands, his healing of every sickness and disease, his raising of people even from the dead. And to know this, they are a foreshadowing of the healing that will come upon you and upon all creation when he returns from heaven in his glory. Meditate upon this. Listen diligently to your God and eat the food that he gives to you in abundance. Incline your ear to his word, and your soul will live, will joyously live. God will make an everlasting covenant with you in his Son, and you will have an enjoyable, fruitful, and truly blessed life with him, here and now, and especially with him forever. In heaven. In the name of Christ our Lord. Amen. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. In our prayers today, we keep one of our parishioners, our home pastor.